Traveling the world, searching for equestrians of all breeds. The journey starts now on the International Equine Network.
Good afternoon, equestrians. This is Scott Miller, the host of the International Equine Report on the International Equine Network. Just like to welcome you today. Let you know we got a call-in number, 323-744-4828. And if you call in, the first person to call in will win a 2023 Kentucky Derby glass. My Derby glasses came in, and so we're going to be giving one away every now and then. And that'll be to the first person that calls in. So we would appreciate you getting a call. And if you don't, then I got another glass for my collection. So I win either way. On today's program, we're going to talk about several different things. One of the things that we're going to talk about is I'm involved with the Palm Beach County Horsemen's Association. It's their year-end banquet. IEN donated a year's membership to ship.com. They ship groceries and products right to your doorstep. The year's membership is worth $100, and so we donated that to their year-end banquet that they have. And what they do is they sell a dollar chance on it and sell as many as they can. And then at the banquet, they'll draw a name, and whoever they draw out wins that membership donated by International Equine Network. We're really excited to announce our year-end banquet will be held at Lakeside Terrace in Boca Raton, Florida on January 28, 2023, starting at 6 p.m. It says, please join us for the evening celebrating our amazing riders, great food, dancing, and making memories that will last a lifetime. This organization is really good. Peggy Thorndike is one of the main people that have been there for a long time. She's there with her farm, Tukale Farm. We have Victoria Jackson has been with them a long time. She's with Laura Lane Farm, and they have tremendous riders that show every year, and all their shows are really good. So, you know, we try to stay up and in tune with all the local horsemen that we have here in South Florida to help promote their business. And you know, that's why we're talking about them today. And we'd like to do the same thing for all of our equestrians out there. It doesn't matter whether you're, you know, here in Florida, Kentucky, California, Canada, outside of the United States. Just call us and let us know about your horse adventures and the things that you do. And we'll get you up on our website at intv.org. And we'll really promote the heck out of your equestrian business, you know, what you're doing. Like today, for example, one of the things that that we're trying to do here is we're trying to show exactly, you know, what's all going on in the horse business to all breeds. We have Talking Horses on from Aqueduct. We have the Keeneland mixed sales, January mixed sales. They're live right now, you know, and like I said before, this is a sale that you can literally go to and see, and it doesn't cost you anything to go. You can go and see exactly how thoroughbreds are sold and, you know, who's buying and who's selling. And you can get up and close in person. You can walk through the barns. They're on hip 1346 right now is who they're on. And, you know, it's a nice horse. Right now they got a $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 bid. It's going right on up. And don't tell them what this horse will sell for. But, you know, it's a nice thing. It's at Keeneland Racetrack in Lexington. And like I said, it doesn't cost anything to go to. You know, and it's good. You can take the whole family out to see who all's there and who's buying and who's selling. You know, you get out and get in the country, get involved. You know, like I said, and it's free. And that's what we like about that. And then at Aqueduct, we've got Talking Horses. It's talking about racing in America today. They're real good experts on it from Aqueduct in New York. It's live. You know, suggest that you take a look at that and you can see, get the inside scoop on who might win a race today. Very good program, been on for a long time, presented by NYRA. They're great people at NYRA, really, really good horsemen. And then on the upcoming tomorrow, we have a good schedule coming tomorrow, which I like. It's live harness racing that we have. It'll be in 25 hours, and it's from the standardbred industry, and we have all kinds of racing from all over the country and all over the world. And that's on Flying Turns that it will be on tomorrow. And then I'd tell you something I think everybody will really like for sure. They have, it's a live qualifying competition, Longines FEI Jumping World Cup. It's on tomorrow. It starts tomorrow. It's early in the morning because we'll be broadcasting out of Europe tomorrow. So that'll be, so you go to our website, you can catch that, you know, on there. Then we also, on the 14th, we have the FEI Dressage World Cup. That's also a European broadcast, and that'll come on live early in the morning that you have there. Then we have the Ocala Breeders' Cup, our Ocala Breeders' Sales, coming up on the 24th of January. It's an under-tax show. It's including horses of racing age. And this is what I really like about it. It's a good mixed sale. They're going to have what they call an under-tax show. That will be involved in this at 9 a.m. on January 24th. You can go out there and watch the horses train on the track, and then they work them 3/8 of a mile. And you can purchase that purchase a horse there and literally take the horse to the track, the next weekend and race the horse. So, you know, you cut through a lot of the hardships and a lot of the wear and tear and the money spending by buying a push button, ready-to-go horse. And that'll be at the January 24th under TAC show. It's actually January 23rd under TAC, and the sales are 24th. You can see that at OBS. And so that's what we look at. And then we have the Magic Millions from Australia. It's selling horses, but it's interesting to see how they do that in Australia. It's pretty much the same way, but it's just a completely different ball game down there, and so that makes it interesting, you know, to take a look at. So that's where we're starting at here today. In fact, I got so behind schedule, I haven't had time to put up a new family movie yet. We're waiting to have one of our listeners call in and tell us what they'd like to see, and we'll get that movie put up, for them. And what's interesting about it is we try to do family movies, and we try to do movies that enlighten people on the horse industry, whether it's show horses or AQHA or thoroughbreds or standardbreds, that type of thing. It's really good. There's a lot of good wholesome movies out there for our horsemen to request, and I like putting them on there. I don't know if people like what I like, but you know, the ones that go up there are the ones that I pick on. So we're trying to do that and everything. So it's pretty good, you know, that we do that. So now, I want to get into a couple things that we're talking about, where the whole family can go and the things that the family can do. And it's really going to be interesting this year for the Kentucky Derby and for all the equestrian industry as a whole. There's just so many things out here that we could do, to what we're doing. One of the things that we're trying to emphasize to a lot of people is the fact that we have a lot of good sponsorships are coming out, like John Deere and different companies that really support the horse industry. And what's good about John Deere is just everybody in the horse industry has like pastures to be worked, and you know, they need equipment, like whether it's lawnmowers, weed eaters, hedge trimmers, up to the big Batwing John Deere's tractors, you know. And we use John Deere here at Sunshine Meadows and at Delray Equestrian and Palm Beach Downs. And what we try to do is we try to get in and, you know, let people know about the different types of equipment that they have. And we've been very, very lucky, you know, with our John Deere equipment. They're a really good product and everything. And they're really a big supporter of the horse industry of all breeds. And one of the things that the Agriculture Department passed this year, this new year, is the fact that, you know, they're going to allow farmers to work on the John Deere tractors now. Before, you used to have to have it serviced by John Deere, and you couldn't do your own work, and it became time-consuming, and you know, it was expensive. And so the legislature just now passed a program to where farmers can now work on their John Deere tractors and not void the warranty. And that's been really a key thing for quite a few years, you know, to be able to do that and everything. So that, you know, that's good. So, you know, everything in the horse industry you do involves your community, your state, and the country, and the whole industry as a whole. You know, you're shopping at Walmarts and Burger Kings, and you're buying gas, and you're renting apartments and buying RVs and doing everything. So, you know, I can't stress enough to let our listeners know how important the horse industry is to the economy of our country. You know, it's just, it's phenomenal. And one of the companies that's been around for a long time is Woodford Reserve extends its partnership with Churchill Downs in presenting sponsor of the Kentucky Derby. This is really, a good thing. The contract was up with them, and it was really good, you know, to have. The $3 million Kentucky Derby takes place on the first Saturday in May at historic Churchill Downs in Louisville, Kentucky. Inaugurated in 1875, the legendary mile and a quarter race for three-year-olds is the longest continuously held major sporting event in the United States. The first leg of horse racing, Triple Crown Series, known as the Run for the Roses, is the most exciting 2 minutes in sports. The Kentucky Derby is the most attended horse race in the nation. The 149th Kentucky Derby will take place on Saturday, May 6, 2023, this year. And if you call in now to 323-744-4828, you can win a Derby glass for the 2023 running of the Kentucky Derby. Be a part of history by calling in to us. We're just looking at a lot of things here in the industry. You know, from anywhere from, you know, the Woodford Reserve people backing, you know, and sponsoring, being the presenting sponsor for the Derby. And then, you know, we have the Longines, what they call the, it's a series that they set up. It's a global champions tour that they have set up that the Longines people sponsor. And let me tell you, you know, just to show you how everybody wants to be a part of the industry and how big the industry is. And we do have riders here at Sunshine Meadows that are participating in the Longines Global Champions Tour. You know, this show is just unbelievable. The countdown is on for the 2023 Longines Global Champions Tour, and GLA season for the full calendar is revealed today. It says, with an extraordinary 2022 season wrapping up with the Prague playoffs just a few weeks ago, all eyes are turned to 16 events in the 2023 season. And the events that they're going to have are unbelievable. The one I like the best, and it's because it's here at home in Florida, is the Miami Beach show. It's April 12th through April 15th, and it's literally on the beach in Miami. It's South Beach, and it's a spectacular show to go to. You're sitting right on the beach. You can hear the waves coming up on the beach. You're sitting on the ocean. It's just, you know, it's probably, I think, the best one of all because it's so tropical and it's so Florida. You know, I like that. And then that's April 12th through the 15th in Mexico City. Is April 20th to the 23rd. Madrid, Spain is May 12th through the 14th. And we go to St. Tropez, June 1st to the 3rd. Paris, June 23rd to the 25th. Monaco, June 29th to July 1st. We have Reisenbach, July 21st to the 23rd. London, August 10th to the 13th. Then it's back to the States to New York for September 22nd to the 24th. Riyadh is October 26th to the 28th. And then the playoffs and the finals are in Prague the 15th to the 19th of November. And, you know, this is a great, great show to go to. It's just unbelievable to see the riders that ride in this thing. You know, you're looking at 12 different countries, you know, over this period of time and traveling all over the world. And it's just, it's great to watch. You know, you get a good tour. They got great hotels that you can go to there. And just call, email us at IENEquineTV@gmail.com, and we'll send you all the information that you need to know about it. We can give you some insights and some things that are there. It's just it's a great series, and it's on our Quest for Equine Gold show that we have, and we'll carry all those shows on IENTV.org beginning in April there with them. And like I said, we've got riders from Sunshine Meadows that'll be riding in it. They usually ride in Europe during the summertime, the ones that are here. And coming up on one of our shows here this month, we're going to have a rider. Her name's Arlie, and she's rides in France. She's from France, and she rides here in the United States. And, you know, she's a fantastic rider, fantastic person, a good horseman. And you'll get to meet her and call in and ask questions, about what she does and how she likes it. And so that's the Global Champions Tour coming up starting in April, live on IENTV.org. Then our Keeneland, back to Thoroughbreds here real quick. I was really surprised when the stake list came out for Keeneland. I was just really, really surprised. I said, my goodness. I said, you know, things aren't as bad as we thought they were. Things are not as bad as the media tells us that it is. Life is pretty good in the show horse industry and in the racehorse industry and in the sales industry. Just equine all together and all breeds is just, you know, really good. You know, we're simple, down to earth. You know, we're realistic and we have a good time in what we do, and we try to work it out. Well, this year, prior to the Kentucky Derby, Keeneland has probably the best meet in the country year in and year out. And what they do is they try to highlight a lot of races, get a lot of races in April, the month before the Derby, to where you can make some good money for your horses, win some good races, build up their portfolio, you know, for when they go to the sales or, you know, whatever you want to do, you know, with your horses and everything. And a lot of these are a precursor to stake races at Churchill Downs the week of Derby. There are also big races at Churchill Downs, you know, that would complement, you know, a horse winning at Keeneland and Churchill, adds a lot of value to your horse. In April 7th is a really good day. They have the Central Bank Ashland Stakes. It's a grade one, $600,000, to the, stakes races there, just in that one race. They have the $400,000 Kentucky Utilities and the Transylvania Stakes. And then they have the $400,000 Lafayette Stakes. These are all, for the races that are three-year-old fillies and three-year-old colts and geldings that are trying to get you know their name out there and hopefully get into the Derby or the Kentucky Oaks by using this as a stepping stone, which is good. Then just to show you, and I'll go through it here briefly. April 8th, you got the $1 million Toyota Bluegrass Stakes. You have the $600,000 Madison, the $400,000 Appalachian Stakes presented by the Japan Racing Association. So, you know, it's this big stake race after big stake race in April, you know, at Keeneland. And so any day that you go out, you know, it doesn't have to be a Saturday that you go out. It could be any day. And you're going to see the quality horses that will be running, you know, at the Kentucky Derby week. You know, so you can literally make a whole month of good horse racing between the 1st of April and the 1st of May, just in Kentucky alone, you know, which is really great, you know, to do. And you know, like I said, I'm just skipping around, you know, here today to, you know, thoroughbreds, standardbreds, you know, you name it, you know, we're going through it. One of the things that we try to encourage in the thoroughbred business is participation from outside organizations into the horse industry. And one of the things that, you know, I picked up on pretty quick, and a lot of people, we had a lot of success with the show that we had here. And we've actually had them out here twice in the last year. But they're artists. They're well-known artists from around the country that paint horses, whether it's race horses, show horses, ponies, you name it, they're painted. And what they like to do is they like to come to different facilities like say Churchill Downs or Sunshine Meadows and you know, Santa Anita racetrack, Woodbine in Canada. You know, they're all from all over the world, and they paint their horses, and they bring and they literally have a display. For example, I'll give you a good example. The Maryland Jockey Club, they're having their annual Art of Racing contest. The winning artist will be awarded $4,000 stipend and two tickets to the Preakness, the 148th Preakness this year. So, and listen, I've been to this show, and it's really a great show. They inaugurated this show last year in the Maryland Jockey Club and Maryland Institute of College of Art. MICA launched in its 2023 program January 9th. The call for entries has been expanded to artists nationwide beginning today. Artists can submit their entries at www.preakness.com/theartofracing. They can submit that to it, and then they can start judging the paintings, you know, and the artwork right away. From March 13th through March 27th, visitors to the Art Racing website can cast their votes. The top 10 vote getters will be entered into the finalist category with the winning piece selected by an estimated panel of judges. I'm getting a little wound up here because I really like these art shows. And the committee will, you know, pick a winner from the artist. You know, this year, and it will be announced on Preakness Day. You know, it's really a good thing to do it. We've done that here at Sunshine Meadows, and I tell you, I really like it because I'm really into the photography and to the artwork and the things that you know, they become historical. Like for example, for the Kentucky Derby glass that we're giving away today. You know, we like that. Because that's a part of history. And once you start collecting a lot of these equestrian items, you know, it's really nice to have. You know, I've got a friend that never played polo, never ridden a horse, but in their house they've collected polo mallets and the polo equipment. And it really gives them a hobby, something to do. It's like in Wellington, Florida, you can go down to the Lake Worth Road to the Polo Hall of Fame. You know, it's a great thing. They've always got people going there. It's interesting to go and see how polo started, where it started. You see some of the famous people that have played polo, and it really surprises you. You know, you wouldn't think that, some of the people they have in the Hall of Fame there would ever play polo. You know, you see some from just the regular, person up to, government officials and actors and millionaires that play polo. That's a good thing to go to. And like I said, every one of these segments that we talk about, you can come to intv.org and you can check out what's going on where. And you'd be surprised how many things that are available in your area that are free to go to. That's just really, really good. And you can start planning out your summer, your spring, summer, and fall now. Like, for example, they got the 3-day Rolex coming up in April at the Kentucky Horse Park, in Lexington. That's a tremendous an event. They have dressage, they have show jumping, and they have cross country. And that's how they get the 3-day Rolex. And you can go out there and you can walk the course. You can see everything that they're doing. And what I like about it, the Kentucky Horse Park, they have earphones that you can get. And you put these earphones on, and as you walk through the park, it gives you a guided tour. Let's say if you're at the Grand Prix Arena, it'll tell you who's in the Grand Prix Arena, who's jumping, what time it is. It tells you the whole thing. Or if you're out on the course, on the 3-day course, cross-country course, it tells you who's on course and what they're doing and their time. And it just gives you all the kind of information that you need there at the horse park as you walk around. And it's pretty inexpensive. I think it's about $25 a day, but it's worth it, because you can't ever get lost, and you don't have to worry about running somebody down to ask them, who, what, when, or where, because you have it right there on your headset. And we take a look at that. And another thing that I'm always trying to get people out and get them involved in the business with some way, shape, or form, whether it's show, thoroughbreds, standardbreds, what have you, the U.S., Florida, New York, California, Kentucky, or whether it's England, France, Spain, we're always trying to get you there, to see it. And then a lot of the farms, the breeding farms throughout the country, have what they call open houses and stallion shows. It's really something to go to see, because it gets you a knowledge of the business itself. It says, I tell you, the Blood Horse magazine is probably one of the best magazines you can ever get. Just go to bloodhorse.com, and they'll tell you a little bit about everything. For example, they have a thing that you can click on. It's about the stallion shows that are coming up. January 14th at Rancho San Miguel at 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Pacific time on West 10th Street, South Street, San Miguel, California. They have a California show, stallion show. That's at Rancho San Miguel. In Kentucky on January 9th, which just passed through today, they have the Adrie Stud from 1 to 3. It's at 2641 Old Frankfort Pike in Midway, Kentucky. They're having their stallion show. It's really a nice show. It's good. January 9th through the 12th. Walmack International at 1 to 4 p.m. at 3395 Paris Pike, Lexington. They have their stallion show. And then the farm that I was a part of, January 12th through the 9th also, is One Star Farm. They have at 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. the stallion barn at 2605 Painesville Road in Versailles. They have their stallion show. And then in New York on the January 21st, Sequel, New York, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. on 167 Maple Lane, Hudson, New York. They have their stallion show. And that's really a good place to go. And you get to see the beautiful farms. You get to see the horses. You get to find out about who they are, where they're at, you know, what they're doing. And they're free. They're free to go to. So, again, you know, we're giving you things that are free to go to and you would like to see and be a part of and get some of the memorabilia. Now, remember, when you go to the equestrian events, you know, there's so many things there that you can get. For example, the Kentucky Derby glasses. I've got glasses from 1973. I have the Preakness, the Kentucky Derby, the Preakness, and the Belmont Stakes from 73 to date, to 2023. And it's a good collection. It's something to do. And, you know, you see all different kinds of things. There's art that you can get. I had a friend of mine that they went up to Lexington and they were going through the horse park and they knew that I kept a lot of keys on me for the farm here, and they got me a Kentucky Horse Park leather keychain. And so, you know, when you're out at these different events, you can get all kinds of little knickknacks and presents for whether it's a birthday, an anniversary, Christmas, you know, what have you. You can get equestrian products and give as gifts, and they're all classy gifts. You know, you can really do it upright, whether it's a photo or a painting or a keychain or, you know, a Derby glass or a Preakness glass, a Belmont glass. You can do all those things, you know, and it's, these shops are open to the public and, you know, good to go to. One of the places I like going to was Canterbury Park in Minnesota. It's a nice facility. They have a good summer program up there that I think a lot of people would like. And it makes a good Saturday afternoon or, you know, a day at the races. Canterbury Parks is offering $1,650,000 summer stakes schedule. It's going to be a good one. Canterbury Park is sponsored by Taylor Made Farm. A schedule will have 24 races totaling $1,650,000 in purses. 15 of the stakes will be run on the main track, and 9 will be run on the turf. The schedule will reward owners and breeders of Minnesota bred racehorses with 16 of the races restricted to horses bred in the state of Minnesota. And see, what I like about that, when they offer those state bred races, it helps build the breeding program up in whatever state you're in, whether it's Minnesota, Kentucky, or, you know, what have you. It helps build up the state breeding program and lends strength to the agricultural department, you know, to that state. It puts people to work. It gives owners and people the incentive to, you know, breed and foal in, the states. You know, it's all about the economy. We're trying to make the horse industry solid all the way around. For example, one of the things that is really getting popular now is the OTTB, the Off the Track Thoroughbred Association. It's an association that creates an industry for horses that have retired from racing, and they go into doing shows, horse shows, and you know, things of that nature, and it gives them repurposes them to a second you know, life form, because when you're training and working all your life and you're used to going every day, and then all of a sudden, you know, they retire you from racing and they turn you out to a paddock, a lot of horses just flat out get bored, you know, and they need to have a purpose, something to do. And that's what, you know, the TIP program, the Thoroughbred Incentive Program, and the OTTB, you know, do with these retired racehorses. And so it's really good, you know, to do that, and that helps promote programs like in Minnesota at Canterbury Park. You know, it helps them get to be successful running all these races and all. So I just really, you know, think it's great. And, you know, I tell you, last season, Canterbury Park, in 24, they had 24 featured races. They had six stake races, and they had the $100,000 Canterbury Derby. And that generated a record handle for them for $4,734,000. And that's, you know, that's generating a lot of money for a small track like that. And then you add all the other things that go into it, you know, when they go to Canterbury, going to the Walmarts and to all the different places that they have to go to there, and it really helps the economy. And that's why, you know, you know, maybe just, you know, $1,600,000 in purse money, but it generated $4 million in revenue for the track and another $25 million in revenue for the community. And so that just goes to show you that, you know, even whether it's a Canterbury Downs or a Churchill Downs, you know, you're generating an economy for your, you know, your community. And that's what's really good about all this. And so now we're going to get into how they get there, the 2023 Kentucky Derby on IENTV.org. The Kentucky Derby is coming up the first Saturday in May. And what they do is they have a lot of races that are being geared to a point system to get a horse qualified for the Derby. You have over 30,000 foals born a year, and all of them have the dreams and the hopes of getting to the Derby, in which a lot of them don't. And so they've structured a program to qualify for the Kentucky Derby. And it's a series of races that happen every year that the owners and trainers have to look at. You know, the field for the Derby is limited to 20 horses. So out of 30,000, if you're one of the top 20, then you're really, you know, in pretty good shape. You have a race in Dubai. You have races in Japan. And you have races in Europe that get points for the Kentucky Derby prep season. Those are 16 races for the Kentucky Derby championship season that the riders and jockeys and owners and everybody's got to go through it. And it's really an interesting year. It starts it starts in September at Churchill Downs with the Iroquois State, and then it progressively works its way on through 2022. That was at September 17th, then October 1st at Aqueduct. They have the Champagne Stakes. Then they have October 8th, the American Farrell Stakes. And then they have the Breeders' Futurity at Keeneland on October 8th. And then the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Championship, which has the Champion Two-Year-Old of the Year award. And so you do that, and then there's a break. And the break actually lasts until November 26th, where they have the Kentucky Jockey Club Stakes at Churchill. Then December 3rd, they have the Remsen Los Alamitos. December 17th, they have the Los Alamitos Futurity, and then they just continues on from there. So we're now trying to get caught up here with all the races that we're going through and where we're at now. And boy, I tell you what, if you're with me on the same page, then you're a special person, because I'm just rambling all over the place. And if you're keeping up with me, you're just as crazy as I am, you know, on all this stuff, because I get excited about the horses. And because it gives me something to look forward to do, and I can plan, you know, my weeks out and the things to do, whether it's horse racing or show horsing or polo or whatever, you know, it's great to have something to look forward to, you know. But on how they get there, our next race was the Jerome Stakes, which they just had at Aqueduct Racetrack in New York. It was a great race. They had a field of eight, and that seems to be pretty constant with the way the races are going on this journey to the Kentucky Derby. The races have been pretty much seven, eight horses. And what these races do is they kind of weed out and eliminate a lot of horses on the trail to the Derby when you're trying to get through here. At Aqueduct on January 7th, they had $150,000 Jerome Stakes. It was for three-year-olds going a mile. And it was an eight-horse field, and they had a really pretty good field. And there, Chad Brown was there, Linda Rice, Michael McCarthy, Kelly Breen. It was a good field, going a mile. I was well, you know, here we go. We're going to start getting rid of horses and eliminating them out of here. And so I got to look into it and everything, and Dylan Davis, he's a great jockey. I've been riding at Churchill quite a bit. It was a good race. Michael McCarthy wins the race with Logan Knight. And Logan Knight, it was a nice horse. He ran a great race. He won by a length and a half. It wasn't surprising. Everybody kind of figured that's who it would be. And, you know, so now this horse is a little seasoned, and he's going somewhere. He's on a mission. And no telling when we'll see him again, but Michael McCarthy's a good rider. I mean, it's a good trainer. Had a great rider on him, and Dylan Davis. So we're going to see how the horse and rider and trainer grow on the road to the Kentucky Derby. And then the second race that we had was at Santa Anita on January the 8th. That was the Sham Stakes. And this one was kind of a race that, you know, I was looking at saying, holy cow, you know, what's going to come out of this race? And it's kind of something that a race that I like, but I don't like. And the reason I don't like it is because it's not because it's in California. It's because of the situation that they have with Bob Baffert. Bob Baffert's got all these horses. It's highly unlikely that he will race any horse in the 2023 Kentucky Derby because of his legal situation that he's trying to go through and trying to get, you know, brought back to racing again in Kentucky. He had a lot of issues there, and it just didn't go his way. So he's loaded up on a lot of races out here. He's done that at Los Alamitos. He's doing that here at Santa Anita. And it's the Sham Stakes. It's a qualifying race for the Derby, just like they had at Aqueduct and the Jerome Stakes. It's a $100,000 race. It's going a mile on the dirt. And it, like I said, it is a Derby qualifying race where you get points for it. But to make a long story short, it ended up being a six-horse field, and Bob Baffert had four of the six horses in there. Now, I trained before, and like I said, I can't train a rat to eat cheese. But when I was training, I would never run horses that were owned by different owners against each other. I like to stay out of that. I could always find a race that would you know, another race somewhere that wouldn't pit my owners against each other. But it seems that Bob likes to do this, and he's got four of the six horses in here. And so I'm sitting there thinking, like, you know, he can literally take all the money in this race that he could. Well, what happens is he did. He won first, second, third in the race. And I was really surprised that, you know, that happened. You know, it was Bob Baffert scratched one of his horses in there, so he ended up with three of the five horses in the race. And the race that he won, he paid $35. He's a long shot. Juan Hernandez rode the horse. Newgate ran second, and National Treasure ran third. And those were his big guns, you know. So we're going to see how many of these horses that Bob runs in races like this, how many of them show up on Derby Day. And if they do show up on Derby Day, they won't be in his name. That's for sure. But see, you know, you start getting games like this going on in the business, you know, and I hate to see that happen, you know, because, you know, it's bad for the business. Everybody talks about it, you know, and I feel sorry for the trainers that are out there because I'm sure there were a lot of three-year-olds out there that could run, but, you know, the trainers just aren't playing that game with him, you know, and I hate to see that, but, you know, that's what it is, and the pieces are going to hit the ground where they hit, and we'll see what happens, you know, down the road. The next race that we'll see be coming up will be, you know, a race that's going to, you know, kind of weed out some more horses getting ready for the, you know, for the Derby. And I said this the other day. I said, I'd like to have two good three-year-olds this year to see what I could do with them. And see where I could go with them, you know, and see what happens, you know, that's going on. The Lecomet is the next race out at the fairgrounds. That's January 21st. It's a $200,000 added going mile and 16th for three-year-olds. And what I like about that is you know, you're starting to push your horse past a mile. You're starting to push your horse, you know, mile and 16th, mile and 8th. Trying to get them ready for the Derby. But once you start getting into end of January and February, you're limited on how many races you can run before the Derby because you've got to be able to have a good, healthy horse going in. And with thoroughbreds, it takes, you know, 4 or 5 weeks apart is, you know, pretty good for a horse. It doesn't take much out of them. You know, you can get them to recoup in 5 weeks and you know, then run again. So now it starts to... Time really starts to get, you know, going quick. And you got to remember, you got to earn points to get into the Derby. And so that was the first tier races that run through at the end of February. So then what they've done is to, in order to speed up the point system and weed out a lot of horses that aren't going to make it, and let's say you got 20 points going in to the end of February, and you're going to have 50, you know, or 100 points to get into the Kentucky Derby, you know, then you have to jump into the championship series events. That's the first leg of weeding out all the horses that, you know, that won't get a run in the Derby. And their point system jumps up to 50 points for a win. Second gets 20 points. Third gets 15 points. And fourth gets 10 points, and fifth gets 5. So you got to really start planning out your schedule because when the end of February rolls around, and you got to really start looking at, you know, how and when and where am I going to get my points because I got February, March, and April. You got 3 months to run two races, maybe three. And if you run three, you know, right on up into April, then, you know, you're going to be into a situation that you might get to the Derby and have a horse that's tired. And that's what you don't want to do. You know, so that's what you're looking at, you know, there. So that's the championship series events. Hopefully you got some points in the early part of the series, you know, to add to these. Like I said, they jump up to 50 points then. And then you get into the second leg of the series. Which comes around and it'll start in March. And in March, you have coming in, you want to be in a good position. You've got the Fountain of Youth, the Gotham Stakes, San Felipe, Tampa Bay Derby, and the Sunland Derby. And those are usually races that are a prelude to the big finish to get your year last points that you need. And like I said, that's come up in March 25th is when the big ones start. You have the Louisiana Derby, the UAE Derby, the Jeff Ruby Stakes, the Florida Derby, Arkansas Derby, Bluegrass Stakes, Santa Anita Derby, and Wood Memorial. And every one of those winners will receive 100 points, 40 to second, 30 to third, 20 to fourth, and 10 to fifth. So you got to make sure that you're playing, you know, the point scheme all through this series. And let me tell you, it's a tough road to go. It's a really tough road to go because, you know, anything could happen in these races. You know, and if you don't have, you might have the best horse. And I'll give you a good example. Last year, Rick Strike, that won the Kentucky Derby. 2 days, before the Derby, he wasn't in the Derby. You know, he had points. He was the next point leader to go if somebody scratched out. You know, but it was highly unlikely that was going to happen. And so Rich Strike comes in, and they had a scratch in the race. And Rich Strike, he gets in. He's got the outside post. Again, the odds of him winning the Derby were even greater than they were before him getting into the Derby. And so then, you know, they break, and he gets some, a good race in front of him. And the jockey rode him good. The horse just ran like crazy. It was like they had the Derby race was running, and he was also ran until they hit the head of the stretch. And then next thing you know, he comes out through the head of the stretch, and, you know, he wins the race. But again, you know, it goes to show you the importance of having, the point system. There were 20 horses in that race that earned more points than he did prior to the Derby, and they were in. A scratch knocks him out, so all the points that he had got him up to being the first horse to be brought into the Derby, from all the point system, and he ends up winning the Derby. So if the horse hadn't scratched, literally the best horse, 3-year-old at that time, which is Rich Strike, because he won the Derby, if he hadn't got in, then the horse that would have won the Derby, would have been, maybe a second best or, what have you, but we'd never know because they had run against each other. So that's why it's important on the point system to get everybody, on the same page and get them getting the points as many as you can prior to that last segment for the Derby of points, the last series of races in March. You don't want to get in there and be an 18th or 19th horse or have somebody scratch. And you want to make sure that you get in there for it. Now, having said that, everybody liked to run in the Derby, but on the undercard at Churchill on Derby week, there's a lot of $300,000-$500,000 races that you could be running, and you could earn a lot of points for your horse and, you know, when you get to the point of deciding to go to the Derby, if you're low on points and might not get into it, you have to take into consideration that 2 weeks from that first Saturday in May is the Preakness Stakes in Maryland. And you might want to kind of change your course a little bit and start training for, the Preakness. And a lot of the trainers do that. They look at the reality of them getting into the Derby according to the points that they don't have, and start maybe changing things a little different and get them ready for the Preakness. So there's just a lot of things that go in these point systems, and I really do like that. The point system kind of weeds everybody out, and then, when the Preakness rolls around, you might see 4 or 5 horses out of the Derby go to the Preakness, but all the other ones are starting to look at other things. They're looking at the Travelers Stakes. They're looking at the Haskell, in the summertime. Then, and it's kind of funny. I always said to my friends and clients that the spring is over in the first Saturday of May. Then you're into summertime. You're into the Preakness, and you're into the Belmont. You're into Saratoga. You're into Monmouth Park. You're into a whole different world. And then in August, your summer ends. And you start looking forward to the Breeders' Cup and then the Derby again for 2024. So, there's a lot of consideration that go into to the horse industry, and I mean, I may not explain it, you know, real good. Also, I know is we got some good races coming up here. Usually 3 or 4 a month, you know, getting you to the Derby. You know, so that's something to look forward to. But all in all, basically what I'm trying to say today is that the equestrian industry is a very, very important part of our American economy. And it's more important, you know, to our economy than just about anything, any one corporation in the country, you know, could do. Because it employs so many people in every state, in every city, in every county, you know, whether it's show horses, race horses, sales companies, polo, you know, and it brings people in from all around the world, you know, to see, you know, what they have. And, you know, it's like it today at Kima. They had 1,346 horses go through the ring in the last 3 days. The horse that's in here now is valued at $14,000. It's a high bid on it right now. And what's going to be interesting to see is what he goes for. And, you know, $15,000 in the horse business for a horse is really not that much money. You know, when you see horses going for $1,200,000, you see them going for $500,000. And so this is an economy here. Somebody can buy a horse like 1346 at Keeneland, and he was sold for $17,000. And that horse can go on, and he could considerably be, you know, a graded stakes winner. You know, you just never can tell. Same thing in the show horse business. I've seen a lot of show horses be given away or being sold for, you know, real inexpensive, and become national champions. And that's what it's all about. You know, it's about everything in the business, helping everybody around the business. Puts people to work. It gives you pleasure and entertainment. It's good for the family. It's what you want to make it. And I know a lot of people that travel the country, and they might go to, let's say they're going to, they go to the 3-day Rolex in April in Kentucky. They go to the Kentucky Derby. Then they go up to Pimlico. 2 weeks later, they go have a tremendous off-track thoroughbred horse show that has about 200 horses. Prior to, you know, the Preakness, they have the art show prior to the Preakness. And then people go on up to Belmont, and they do the Belmont, they do the city thing. You know, go to the city and do all the New York stuff and go to the Belmont. And then they get ready to go to Saratoga and Del Mar and, you know, I mean, it's just great. It's good for our economy. It's good for our states. And it's also good for the family, good family vacations and everything. So that's pretty much what we needed to talk about today. If you go to intv.org and you would like to go to our Camping World segment on there, we've got several different RVs that you can take a look at. Maybe travel, you know, buy one and travel the U.S. and do some vacationing, you know, in a good RV. So nobody called in today. So that means I got another glass for my Derby collection. And I like that. And next week we'll be giving away more Derby glasses, and we'll be giving away some Florida Derby products, and we're going to be giving away 2 tickets to the 3-day Rolex in Lexington. So this is Scott Miller for the International Equine Report. Looking forward to possibly hearing from you guys next week at our call-in number.